Good evening, everybody. We resume. We're actually in the middle of Chelek Beis Perek Zion. We started last week about the damage. People tend to think, well, if I do acts of kindness, I do charity, I'm a tzaddik, I do good things, and you are. A person did great acts, great deeds, they're rewarded, they're requited, they get in this world, the next world, they're protected. Whatever, if you don't do it, okay, you lost an opportunity. But a lost opportunity does not mean I actually have damage. What we discussed last week, no, if a person doesn't do chesed, they actually are a loser. They damage themselves, not how much of a loser. We said, and we saw, the Chafetz Chaim quotes Chazal, that such a person is like an Tazavara Zara, or is in the same language as an Irani Dachas. That's what they're called, as a person who a Belial, a person without the yoke of heaven on them. Or like a Avodah Zarah, or they're called an olive. And the Chafetz Chaim brought riyas, brought proofs to all of this. So a person, someone knocks on the door, asks for help. You know, they need a phone, they need a warm, someone needs a meal for Shabbos, and you're their neighbor. Or you see someone who's struggling with something, and they need advice, and you can be helpful. You see someone asks you for either a poor person or organization that you should help, does help. I don't know if they have the Erev campaign over there in San Jose. Usually about this time of year, I haven't seen anything. But if you can help with the Erev, I mean, talking about thousands of Jews not carrying, of course you should help. Right? You walk into a shul, you see a yid, you don't want to go over to say Shalom Aleichem, someone walks in. So I told a story of people, well, here's a couple of stories, of people who walked into Amal Chad or to other shuls that I know, and they changed their lives because someone said Shalom Aleichem. So they say, okay, I'm not that person. So I didn't do the mitzvah. I didn't carve someone to get reward for eternity. No. Damage. You could be the help. You're the person. And you don't do it. Relatives, very often, you think you don't call. You don't call somebody, a brother, a sister, a cousin, somebody sitting shiva. So I didn't do a mitzvah. No, you damage yourself. Now, it doesn't mean you have to do everything. But the things that come your way, the things that are in your radar, certainly, every time opportunity comes, it should be evaluated. I can tell you personally, I have in my seat, I have lots of things. I can't do everything, but some things I must do. And so obviously, my family is first. A family. If I don't help them, no one's helping them. Right. So you start with, obviously, you start with yourself. Do chesed to yourself. You got to take care of yourself. You'll feel physical damage or spiritual damage or emotional damage if you don't. Then it is your family, then your extended family, then your community, then the people that you things make sense. If there's an investment in a person, in an organization, in a vision, of course you do it. If somebody comes and they need a meal, of course you do. If you're the one in shul and the guy walks in, and you don't say Shalom Aleichem, of course you could damage him, you damage yourself in the process. That's where this started last week. Gam, very stark words, very strong words over here. Aideya menias staka v'chesed, a person doesn't do, so they're not called a tzaddik, not the right person, but they don't do staka, they don't give the charity that they could and should do, or chesed, the kindness. Acts kindness, humuchach, you have to go, a person's going to end up in H-E-L-L. God forbid. The Gemara, the Talmud says in Be'ah. The Amar Rav, the great Rosh Hashiva, the Galil Hador, Rav, who was the Rosh Hashiva in, no cancer, Rav, who was the founding Rosh Hashiva of Sura, the great powerhouse of Babylon, and whose student, one of his primary students, disciples, Rav Yehuda, started Pompadisa. So this great Rav said, "I tire bava beyer the Gehenna," that the rich, the super rich people in Babylonia, where he was, they're going to Gehenna, to HELL. Why? Vahainu, Mishushalay writes the last stuck of a chesed. They didn't want to do acts of kindness. Nah, they did. We discussed at the end of last week. If you're super empowered, the expectations are that much higher. The more you have, the more that you're expected to give. Look at anything in life. The more opportunity you have, the more expected. And therefore, Rav felt they were not living up to their obligations. And if you don't live up to your obligations, doesn't mean you're not going to get Gan Eden afterwards in the world to come. It just means you're going to spend some time in HELL because you messed up. you did damage. And obviously you don't get the reward of the things you didn't do. That's that we all understand. But by not being proactive and not doing it, you actually damage yourself. You actually sully your soul. That's what I was saying. And therefore, if you sully your soul, you need to go to HELL. You need to go to Gehenna. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Simon, B'Shem, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Lo Oilum Tia Mitzah Ani Kala Be'inecha. The mitzvah of an ani shall be light in your eyes. Shav say the esim of arba klos umatn schara arba esim of arba brachas. So if you don't do it, you get 24 curses. This is not like some guy in the street walking you by and say, "Hey, this is real Torah dicker curses." And you get, if you do it, you do it, you get 24 brachas, 24 blessings. Esim of arba klos min alon. Where do we see you get 24 curses? That you're called a Rasha, you get all of that Indian of that. Right? Why do you get cursed? Because you didn't do this chesed. You didn't. By the way, we see in our own life, I just started before, who do you do chesed first? For yourself. If you don't do chesed, you damage yourself. There's negative things happen. Right? If you don't feed yourself, that's chesed to yourself. You don't exercise. You don't take care of yourself spiritually. You're going to damage yourself. You're going to hurt yourself. And then on a spiritual level, when you don't do it, the Hashem says, you don't help yourself, I'm not helping you. Same thing with chesed in general. Kakak lama, you didn't do chesed. Schara arba brachas. Also, he brings a pasuk, halaparos adach mecha, you give to the poor. Right? You give to the spiritually poor. You give to every Jewish kid who needs chinuch habanim v'banos. Every Jewish kid, it is not. You know, I was just articulating to somebody the difference of Jewish children that have chinuch, good education, or not. Right? You support yeshivas, chinuch, Beis Yaakov, schools. You're building the Jewish future. That's where the Jewish people are. You know, that's where the future is. And if you give to the poor person bread, they can live. You can have a life. You can be healthy. You can be spiritually healthy. As tzedek Hashem. Gam ayde minias stuck of a chesed, a person withholds charity, kindness. Gar v'sha kadosh baruch hu oisev v'shlom minias so chas v'shalom. On a global scale, we discussed previously, we do chesed, it brings gula, it brings redemption, it brings shalom and bracha, peace. But what happens is, when you pull it off, you take off the shloimo, very strong words. He talks about the Jewish people and a lot of negatives are going to happen. And he said, basically, you're going to lose your... You don't think you're going to get out of this or do that. You're gone. You're going to be... You know, remember, Yirmiyahu is just talking. Shortly before the instructions, the first base of Mikdash. First base of the Mikdash, we had the Aaron with a commandment, with a Saras Adibras. And that had to be hidden. Indiana Jones ain't going to find it because it's not for him to find. Right, it was hidden shortly before the destruction. Right, the first place they had at the Saras Adibras. And in the first place of Mikdash, they had constant miracles, and we were close to Hashem. The second place of Mikdash was a shadow of the first temple. And yet, they're headed to destruction. And the Jewish people will never be totally in Eretz Yisrael again. There will always be Jews in Bavel and all these places. And the level of Shekhinah is not going to be there again. And basically, Yirmiyahu tells the Jewish people that, now, they did many of errors. We know the first place of Israel was destroyed because there was all kinds of, failure of duty, appreciation of Torah, levels of idolatry, all kinds of things going on, doing Shemitah, not doing it, murder at some level. So, all of these negative... these negative things. So But that's not what Yirmiyahu says. I'm taking away the chesed of rachamim. Why? Chesed zu gemilas chasadim. Rachamim is tzedaka. You did not do rachamim tzedaka. You've lost rachamim. You've lost chesed of rachamim. What gave you shmira, protection, bracha, is chesed rachamim. So by the way, an individual, we all need mercy. We all need compassion. But for the Jewish people, we live in an increasingly dangerous world where we have a lot of enemies. And I put the media high up there because everything they're doing, unfortunately, even enemies amongst us. And we need a tremendous amount of chesed rachamim for shmira, for bracha, for success. Everyone's healthy. You walk, drive on the street, you walk on the, you know. Like, we always imagine that China will never shoot nuclear missiles at us, or Iran. Like, we have some guarantee, it's in the Constitution, that, you know, or more importantly, it's in God's Constitution. Nothing can ever happen. What are you talking about? Of course things can happen. Of course it could be, the economy could totally collapse and tank. We could become a third world country. 1 second. You know, it's there's no zecher in life. And you need chesed rachamim. Hashem gilam lasas v'inam oisin kim pirash Rashi. They were supposed to do chesed, and they didn't. They didn't do it, so they lost Hashem's kindness and charity. Or yisim v'kuraba ma'adich siv al davar ashelah kidmu eschem b'lechem uvamayim. Rabbi Simon b'shem Rabbi Lazar. Right, we know that when the Jewish people, after the 4 years of the desert, when they went into the Transjordan area, and they're going on the way to Eretz Yisrael, that Ammon and Moab did not greet the Jewish people with food. Here they have a nation going. They refused to sell the Jewish people food. They refused to provide the food. It says the Medrash in V'yikra Rabba, what do you mean? V'chitzreich in Yisrael. Rabbi Simon Shem Lazar says, consuming that level, did Yisrael really need, Jewish people really need the Ammonites, the Moabites, the Ammon and Moab's bread and water? For the Kalis and Arba, I'm sure all 40 years in the desert, there's mon, there's manna, Yerlem, and Baba Er Oila, and there was the miracle of Miriam's well, Vashlov Matzalem, and they had the birds, Vanane Kavod, and they were protected by the clouds of glory, Vanane Kavod, the Amud Anano Selefnim. So what, they didn't need Amon and Moab. Okay, they're traveling, but they didn't need them. They had all the provisions. El derech eretzi. It's derech eretz. Haba min haderech makdim lahem maichel mishta. You see people coming, you bring them food and drink. Somebody walks into a shul, 15 people go wash mazel tov. Made a shidduch. They had a child. So he got 15 mazel tov. No, derech eretz is you go say mazel tov. He needs your mazel tov. Derech eretz is you see somebody make a simcha, you wish them a mazel tov. Derech Eretz, you see somebody, you're not so friendly with him, and they lost somebody, a relative, you go over, you say, Amakur Menachem Eschem, or I'm sorry you're lost if you don't know the words. That's Derech Eretz. You think they need you? Maybe they do, a lot of people do. And everyone appreciates it. But Derech Eretz, for them, you need to have Derech Eretz. And what happens to Ammon and Moab, because they didn't have Derech Eretz to do Chesed? Lo yavo eternally, lo yavo amani mavi. The men can't join the Jewish people, and the woman, yeah, it's a limud. Of course, that's the whole shalat. That obviously, Rus is chesanetzer paskiv. They had to learn out amoni lo amonis, moav lo moavis, right? They can never join the Jewish people. Such people who lack basic chesed, v'rachamim, cannot join the kalal yisrael, which essence is chesed v'rachamim. Very kal v'chaymer, make it a kal v'chaymer. An A fortiori, right? An A kal v'chaymer. Uma'im mishlo asa chesed imisha eno tzarech chesed re'em apar lehem scharam. Right? People didn't need the chesed. Jewish people had man and water and the clouds of glory that they had covered and shlav the birds. They didn't need it intrinsically. It would have been nice. It would have been friendly. It would have been the right thing. But the Ammon and Moab refused to do it. The Derech Eretz of doing the Chesed. Look at the punishment, right? What could happen? Misha Eino Oisa Chesed. Imagine now you had people who Taka needed it, who really needed the Chesed, who need a house to sleep at for Shabbos, who need the meal, You have a school, yeshiva, that will close or will not provide Jewish children something. You have a person walking into the shul that needs a shalom aleichem or will never walk back there again. Or doesn't know how to daven, so no one showed him because no one showed him the place. Or somebody calls you, they're making a simcha. You have an extra room. Can they put up a relative in your house? There's where people need it. How much more so you can be punished? Amon and Moab would have done nothing for us. But they didn't do the basic chesed. They're eternally punished. Boy Urei, come see. Look at a person who doesn't do chesed. Chazal flies from the Erev Rav, from the mixed nation that came from Egypt. The Amrina, the Talmud says in Be'a, Lama Be'ez, Shabse Berei, the Rabbi Moronis, this Shabse Berei, the Rabbi Moronis, went Ikla Babel, went to the city of Babel. By Babel means the city of Babel, not Surah, not Pumbedi, the city of Babel. That city, not Babylonia. Right, went to the city of Babel. Barmine Zuzi Liska. He needed money to get into a deal. He needed money for Parnassa. So he asked, could he help me out? Give me a loan. Give me out. So a starter loan. Help me get into business. I need to make a Parnassa. I need to make a living. They didn't have federal loans then. He asked for a favor. Could people help me out? For like, nobody offered, nobody helped him. Mizoinid, okay, give me some food to eat. You know, I'm just coming here, moving here. You know, imagine, by the way, this happened. How many Jews came to this country after the Holocaust? My grandparents, all four of them, exactly that. Came to this country after 10 years. Six years of the Holocaust, 4 years in DP camps. You imagine losing their entire families, siblings, parents, children, some of them. Cousins, aunts, uncles. 10 years. Think about that. They came with nothing. Gornit. Nada. So you come, they need help. So people come, they sometimes they really need help. They don't offer, they ask for food. They didn't give them anything to eat. Amrahani, he gets the city, Babel. These people, these Jews, are Me'er of Kasi, so they're from the Erev Rav. Dixiv, was a Yid, is a Nasna Rachim Rachamcha. You have given mercy and will have mercy. Kol Merachim al Brios, Talmud says, a person has mercy on others. Biyaduo Mizaro Shal Avram, you know he's from Avram. Huh. The starter, the first Og. Patriarch is Avram, whose essence is chesed, a person, a yid who does chesed, by Yisraelisa from Avram Avinu. V'chol she'enu merachem al brius, but a person who doesn't have mercy, doesn't care for the people coming from the Holocaust, or people struggling, or people coming who needs, or they're going to chas v'sham lose an heir, lose a school, lose whatever. You know, Avachad, you know, it's the beacon of Torah for who knows how. I just saw a terrible mysos. Anti-Semites in Branham High School. Crazy stuff. If I would be there, I'd be a good opportunity to do Kiruv on Jews and wake you up over there. Certainly I would bash, by the way. I would be in City Hall bashing these people, personally. It's totally, whatever lame excuse, how disgusting, how vile. But if you didn't, help out a Jew. Right? You didn't go ahead and help out. I mean, Rachel and Bruce, you don't help a Jew? You're not from Avraham Avinu. V'amru Chazal, Shloisha Siman Yesh, when the Talmud says in Yavamas Ayintas, that there are three signs. You want to know a smell of a Jew? Three signs of Yid. Baishanim, a sense of shame. Rachmanim, we have a sense of mercy. V'goyim L'chassam, we do acts of kindness. V'she'im bo elo Shloisha Simanim, right? If you don't have this, this is not people to cling to. Not going to darshan expound too much of that, but rachmanis, kindness, mercy, compassion, acts of kindness, that's the essence of a yid. Ube'emes, says the Chavetz Chaim, in truth, Isa oid, kama v'kama mamari chazal, there are multiple statements in the Talmud and in the Midrashim, multiple comma psukim exactly this. You lose. Not doing is not just a lost opportunity. You lose. You damage yourself. He says, I don't want to give you a whole megillah of this. He says, I'll give you one last thing to just see, incorporates it. You'll see how damaging a person is who does and do chesed. A person who doesn't do gemilas chasadim is ilu koyfer b'kar, is denies God. Whoa, that's pretty serious. You're an apostate if you don't do chesed. As I mentioned, Kohelis, that a yid who doesn't do chesed, it's not like you're not, okay, you're not such a from yid, not such a religious Jew, not such a kind Jew, not such a good Jew. A person who does zero chesed is a koyfer, denies God. Right, so loymer lefish Hashem is baruch Hashem, is the source of all good and kindness. Tov v'chesed. V'chol b'riyo, shebaro hu k'dei sheyizku ha'bruim. V'yuchol v'asayif l'heithin l'chesed imam. And everything is created is for us to do good and to do chesed with us. V'alzeh nesir Torah says, v'yetzav erash l'asas kochu k'meile l'tov l'ano koyam. And someone says, do these things, do chesed, do a chesed orachim, do tzedakah, many mitzvahs of tzedakah, support Torah as a mitzvah, right? All of that's in the Torah for us to benefit, because as you said it 3 or 4 weeks ago, we gain. We're the winners. You think you're helping the tzveta, the second person, you're the winner. So Hashem gives these mitzvahs, it's for us. Of course you help the other people. But He gave the mitzvahs as a chokum elatoyim lanu for all us for eternity, this world, the next world. Al kain, therefore, 1 + 1 = 2. Shekoyver b'chol anyan shemis a chesed, a person who doesn't do chesed, but the Torah says, you're the greatest winner, you're the greatest beneficiary. Vayimer, mali in the chesed, why does he give charity? Get them, my problem, the guy survived the Holocaust for 10 years. I wasn't there. What do I have to support the person for? Oh, the guy's in a spiritual, or lady's in a spiritual Holocaust. She has no Torah, no mitzvahs, no chinuch, no nothing. It's not my problem. This guy has children, needs Jewish education. Not my problem. This person walked into the shul. Not my problem. I know Adonavid. What do you want from me? Right? I want to pray with Kavanah. I don't want to show the guy with the pages. I don't want to say Mazel Tov. I'm sitting comfortably in my seat. I'm learning. I'm getting ready to daven. I'm going to say Mazel Tov to the person. Koyfer me'ikr. You don't think you need chesed? The Torah says you do? You're a koyfer. It means you don't believe in Hashem. Why else would you do it? Right? Well, if I told you, you'd be a billionaire. If you do it, you don't do it, you don't believe me. You don't believe me. But Hashem, you believe. Tells you it's good for you for eternity. And this world and next. You're not doing it means you don't believe in Hashem. Chas v'shalom, God forbid. Can Adam, therefore, finishes the Chavetz Chaim. Person has to get this bad thought out. That you don't lose by not doing chesed. You are a big loser. You're a koyfer. You're a person, a belial, an olive, a bum, plus plus. For you, this topic, a person should believe in Hashem and follow the ways of Hashem. Hashem rak toiv chesed. Hashem is what He tells you to do chesed. It's only good and kind. Via toiv law. And if you do that, you'll be blessed in this world and the next world. Next time, as chesed, we're going to say, give some of the reasons, what the rationales, the yitzharas, of why people don't want to be a kaifer, don't want to be, and they have good reasons. Now, we've talked about how bad it is. You think people aren't sophisticated? No! There's all kinds of righteous reasons not to do chesed, and we'll discover some of those reasons next week, and therefore we'll learn how to beat the yitzhar. Wishing everyone a very good Shabbos. We should have lots of opportunity to do chesed and to do it itself.